Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
Hello and welcome to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. On today's show, we remember and honor the life of Guy Boutelier, who passed away a week ago today. We chat with Sheldon Germain, who worked very closely with Guy in his time in politics. We also chat with local sports historian Curtis Phillips, who shares a number of stories remembering Guy as the avid sports fan and doer that he was. Joining me on the phone here today is Sheldon Germain, a former city councilor with Fort McMurray. Sheldon, how are you doing here today?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Doing well, Sheldon. I wanted to get your thoughts on the passing of Guy Boutelier, who unfortunately passed away last week.
Yeah, I guess the first place to start is let's congratulate the Piano College Huskies basketball team that's away at Nationals. And it's a funny way to start when you reminisce about Guy Boutelier, but if it wasn't for Guy Boutelier, we wouldn't have had the Syncrude Sport and Wellness Center, the home of the Piano College Huskies. He did tireless work to get $17.7 million for that facility, and where he partnered with the municipality and Syncrude Canada and fundraising crew at Keanu College to build the Sport and Wellness Center, the home of those Huskies. So I start with that to say that we've been touched by Guy Boutelier, positively influenced by Guy Boutelier. Almost every member of our Fort McMurray community has experienced or benefited from something that Guy has worked on.
I understand you worked with Guy in municipal council as well as when Guy was in provincial office. What was he like to work with?
He had conviction, passion, and he wasn't, and this leadership, relentless leadership, and he pushed through the discomfort of leadership. When he stood up for our community for Willow Square, the Stelmach government at the time didn't fund the project. He spoke up for our community, was jokingly Boutelier'd out of the Progressive Conservative Party, and sat as an independent. But his love for Fort McMurray, his care for seniors, would trump his own political aspirations and benefits. I just came from the funeral and the celebration. There's so many great stories about how he did so much in government, both as a municipal politician, a young councillor, and then our youngest ever city mayor. And then he went on to be MLA, Minister of Municipal Affairs, Minister of Environment, and the Minister of Intergovernment Affairs. Today, his funeral was packed full of former and current political leaders, including the Premier, Danielle Smith.
And I'm glad you mentioned, that how many stories there are of Guy Boutelier, representing Fort McMurray, because even in provincial politics, he did truly care about the Fort McMurray community, didn't he?
100%. And, and there's things that, talking about, he's touched every attribute of our community. Him and Jim Carberry and Eric Newell and Jim Carter and the ID18 amalgamated, and that amalgamation formed the regional municipality of Wood Buffalo. If we didn't have that today, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo would not be the community it is today. There would have been no revenue base or funding source to build such facilities as McDonald Island and other infrastructure pieces in the community. He also went to bat and advocated for the bridge structure across Athabasca, the current bridge structure. For those of you, you've been in Fort McMurray for 2 months, but some of us will remember that there was only one bridge across that that river, and it was tough to get to the north side, to the south side. So every day you drive your vehicle, every day you walk into a rec center, every day you go to Keanu College or any other benefit, Guy Boutelier had a role in helping us live the way we do in the community. He had a saying, we have the energy. He talked about the people, the natural resources, and the enthusiasm.
And you meant, I'm glad you mentioned the bridge across the Athabasca and the funding for Keanu College as well and McDonald Island. What are some of those other bigger projects that he was a voice on, you know, maybe even including that long-term care center and the twinning of Highway 63?
Yeah, the Willow Square was the one facility that we were badly in need of, and it wasn't funded. And he stood up for that and advocated for it even long after he left the Conservative Party. He then rejoined council in 2014, and he still stood up for our community, and we did making sure that our tax dollars were allocated correctly and making sure that we have accountability, transparency, and integrity in our financial system. So he was a huge advocate for the community. The stories that came out in his celebration were more not so much about his political prowess, but his how he touched and supported people, including the hockey team. He coached the Pee Wee World Champions. They won the Quebec tournament. They were the first team in Alberta, of course, the first team in Fort McMurray to win that prestigious Pee Wee Triple A hockey tournament, with Drew Campbell and TJ Campbell and Andrew Boutelier and of course Scotty Upshaw, many other great hockey players that played on that team. And he brought us the Royal Bank Cup in 2000, where the Fort McMurray Oil Barons went on to win the national championship. It was a wonderful day for Fort McMurray.
We know how fondly he's going to be remembered around Fort McMurray. How do you feel he'll be remembered provincially?
Well, I think it's a pretty big testament today that Danielle Smith was there at his funeral. There was also many current and former ministers were there today. Many of them came and joined for the celebration and told beautiful stories about Guy's impact and his tenacity behind closed doors and in the Legislative Assembly. He will be remembered throughout Alberta. His work in the municipal, you know, the bigger teachings that I've benefited from personally was that you never can settle for a no. You have to work and find ways to find common ground and move forward. And the other piece of advice that he left with many people was, don't be a victim. Figure out strategies and figure out ways to move things forward by working together and being a collaborative. When he was the Minister of Municipal Affairs, he helped form and work with Edmonton City Council and the surrounding areas to help them find common ground and move their communities forward, just like he did with Wood Buffalo.
How large of an impact do you think he had in the Alberta political landscape as a whole?
Well, Premier Smith said today he was a great Albertan, and that was a testament to his impact. Of course, he was a member of Danielle Smith's Wild Rose, and then, of course, the now DUCP as our Premier. So he has been very influential, continued to be influential on a group called Alberta Council that helps develop policy and for the provincial government. So he's had a huge role. There's also pieces in his environmental portfolio that helped not only protect our environment, but also foster safe access to our industry and our resources.
Sheldon Germain, a former city councillor in Fort McMurray, thank you so much for the time and the memories of Guy Boutelier, who passed away last week.
Thank you very much for having me on the show, and I just want to say hello to all the people in Fort McMurray, and just remember everything that you might just take for granted, Guy Boutelier had a role in it and helped us move the region forward. So wishing everyone all the best, and thank you for this time.
We continue with Fort McMurray Matters after the break.
We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters, honoring Guy Boutilier. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. Joining me on the phone here today is local sports historian Curtis Phillips. Curtis, how are you doing here today?
Very good day. It's a great day to be alive and lots of sports going on in Fort McMurray. And we're here today to talk about an icon in local sports history.
Absolutely. I wanted to get your thoughts on the passing of Guy Boutilier.
It was sudden and shocking, you know, very young age for a man to pass away. But the memories of Guy are incredible. He was a person that just did it. He's one of those guys that, you know, surrounded himself with other people that would do it on the spot and get involved and active. And he had a heart for sports. In fact, it was in my column in the Fort McMurray Today that he announced in 1986 that he was running for local government because Guy knew that people read the sports pages for positive news, where the front page a lot of time had negative news. And so he knew people read the sports section. So he announced a lot of his political happenings and future happenings in the sports page through a column. And he was involved heavily in sports when he came here. He had a show on ABC cable that was Alberta Broadcasting Corporation Channel 10. That was in 1985, and it was called This Week in Sports. And he went around the community with a lot of people helping Peter Christopherson and great people like that and highlighting various sports in the community. And a lot of people involved in sports go into politics because they have a passion for helping people, a passion for energy. And he won the award for that. The same year, he wrote a local column in the Fort McMurray Today called The High Five, which followed hockey. And then he had a 3-3 hockey tournament that went for nearly 20 years. It was held every Christmas, and he ran that for 20 years, and it was really neat. It was for young kids, and when the kids scored a goal, they had to skate back to center ice and do a somersault while the other team was attacking the net, so make it balanced scoring. And the kid, it was always a staple of the community. And just the stories go on and on. Along with Bob Campbell, he brought in the 2000 Royal Bank Cup, which is symbolic of the Junior A supremacy in Canada. And the Fort McMurray Oil Barons won that, beating Rayside Belfort Sabercats. And that is the finest moment in the history of Fort McMurray sports. And Guy was instrumental, along with Bob Campbell, bringing that to our community. And the stories go on and on. And in his team, he coached along with Mark Stiles and Bob Campbell managing, won the Quebec International Tournament, and they were inducted into the Wood Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame a few years back. And a member of that team, many people remember, was Scotty Upshaw, who went on to NHL acclaim. And so the list of sports go on and on and on, which Guy was involved in the community.
I chatted with Sheldon Germain earlier, Curtis, and he mentioned how the Keanu Huskies are off to their first Nationals event. And without the help of Guy getting a lot of that infrastructure together for Keanu Sports, you know, that may not have happened, right? And, you know, maybe just talk about the municipal infrastructure that he saw get built for local sports in Fort McMurray.
Oh, he was everywhere. You know, just he was a doer. Whenever he wanted to do something or the community, he would reach out. He'd go, you know, he knew how to use the government to get the facilities built. The Huskies playing Saturday at 4:30 p.m. Out in Sackville, New Brunswick. If they win that goal, that'll be, I believe, the second biggest moment in Fort McMurray history, a basketball team winning gold medal at a national standard. And, you know, just the facilities, the Syncrude Sport Wellness Center, you know, his work with the seniors was incredible. And he was just a doer. He just had, how would you call it? And one story. Oh, I got to tell this one story about Guy. Guy and I always were young men when we came to Fort Fort McMurray, and we were do-getters, you know, and some people said they couldn't fit the two egos in a room, and but we had a common interest. And I rode a bull one time for a TV segment, and so he wanted to ride a bull, and it was at Thicket Heights Arena, which is now Center Fireplace, and those bulls are pretty big, and he had to get some liquid courage. So myself and Dan O'Toole, who went on to TSN fame as a co-host in the night show, we went out to the tent and had some liquid courage for Guy, and then Guy got on that bull. He rolled the bull, and he has a big picture in his office. That's one of the first pictures you see is Guy riding that bull. He fell off, but what people don't know is he injured a lot of his fingers, which he had to have an operation on, and they're never the same. And so he was always ready for a challenge, always doing things for the community. And he'd want things done right there and then, and people gravitated to that because you know things would be achieved. There was no sitting around the table. There was doing it. You know, you were doing things right away. And he, you know, he coached, like I said, the international at the team to international acclaim, and they're in the Wood Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame, the Pee Wee team. He had the 3-on-3 hockey tournaments. He had sports shows and sports column. He loved sports. In fact, he told me once his dream was to be commissioner of the NHL, but instead he was commissioner of sports in the community.
That's a great way to put it, and it sure sounds like there was never a bigger supporter of local sports in Fort McMurray. Is that a good way to put it?
Oh, my goodness. He was out there, and he was a showman. I have to tell you another story about Guy. We have to, you know, life is precious. And you know, we have to look at the moment, and you know, naturally we're sad that Guy has gone on to another place, and we have to look at the moments, and I look back with laughter. The one time I was reading a book, it was by Wilt Chamberlain called Who's Running the Asylum, and Guy phoned me, and he was running for politics again, and he asked about what I thought of present council, and I just looked at the book's title. I said, well, who's running the asylum? So he used that as his catchphrase in the running for government, and he had lots of catchphrases. You know, we have the energy and some more, and then another story is perhaps my favorite. There was a fire in Fort McMurray. This is in the 1990s, I believe, this wasn't the 2016 Horse River fire, but we were going live on CTV across Canada, and just before he went live, he took off his jacket, grabbed a shovel, put on a helmet, and put some dirt on his face to look like, you know, he was out there helping with the fire, and he was helping emotionally and supportingly. And that was just Guy, a showman, a person who loved life to the fullest, a person who used every day to achieve something. He woke up every morning with a spirit. How can I help people? What can I do? And just an amazing person who will be remembered. And his legacy is quite important. And, you know, we will miss him. And just fond memories of a person who went above and beyond on a daily basis.
Our conversation with Curtis Phillips on Guy Boutilier continues after the break.
We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
And we're back on Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. We continue our conversation with Curtis Phillips on Guy Boutilier on the phone line. You know, we remember Guy as well for the events he brought. And I know you mentioned the 2000 RBC Cup. How important was that particular event coming to Fort McMurray, you know, in a place as, you know, let's be honest, as remote as Fort McMurray, hosting such a, you know, nationally known and recognized event?
That, to this day, that is without a doubt the biggest event ever to come to Fort McMurray. Unequivocally, anybody can state that. It brought the community together. The Thicket Arena, which it was then called, was packed to the rafters. The joy in the community and the celebration was incredible. A lot of people had to bring that, you know, it just wasn't Guy, you know, it was, but Guy and Bob had the energy to spread that energy and that passion to everybody else, and it was huge. The final, we covered the all the games up until the final game, we being ABC Cable at the time, and the final game was broadcast by TSN, and I was standing beside Guy when to watch the game. We were standing at the end of the ice against the glass, and I just remember I saw, we did a documentary soon after that, and the TSN footage cut to myself and Guy jumping in the air when the whistle sounded and slapping five. So I got to celebrate the greatest moment in history of Fort McMurray sports with Guy Boutelier by my side. And that was the common interest we both had with sports. And we both had tears in our eyes when the Oil Barons scored that goal and when the final whistle sounded and they won the Royal Bank Cup. And so Guy was instrumental in bringing joy to the hearts of countless people in the community. And politicians, unfortunately, have a hard job. They aren't recognized. And I always said, you know, when Guy left town, he should have been recognized in some way. And the recognition comes in death, unfortunately. But we all know that he did an amazing job. And his heart was there. His passion was there. His gut feelings, his intelligence, everything just doubled the joy of sports for people in Fort Marina. You'll always be remembered for that.
We know he's going to be very remembered fondly around Fort McMurray. How do you think he'll be remembered provincially in the sports community?
That's hard to say. I know, because we are isolated and a lot of people don't know what's going on here. So, you know, there was a lot of events he did, but a lot of people don't know the historical aspect of who was behind it. So I really can't comment on that, to be honest, because I don't, you know, you don't hear from people out of town, you know, about Fort McMurray sports. Because you said, you know, we are in our own kind of bubble. But I know his name is recognized throughout the province, mainly for the political aspect, but the sidebar for sports, once again, just incredible, you know, all the behind scenes he did for sports. You know, we mentioned it, the 3-on-3 hockey tournament, the sports column, the sports show, just being involved in coaching a team to a international championship in Quebec, and it goes on, and his passion was there. Because, you know, he is quite busy a lot of time, you know, politically, also a family man. So that takes up a lot of time. And an interesting thing Guy once told me, to get away from being busy all day, he would go to an underground parking lot and turn off his cell phone and read a book just by himself in the car to get away from things sometimes. But he brought all the people that supported him were sports people. Brian Hatfield was a strong supporter of him. Willie Hoffman, all of them heavily involved in the sports community. Bob Campbell was a great supporter of Guy Boutelier, and Bob Campbell was instrumental in getting Keanu College of St. Cruz Sport Wellness Center and the Oil Barons and et cetera, et cetera. So he gathered sports people around him to help him in his political field, because he knew sports people were winners, not in winning by a scoreboard, but winning in life. You know, all the people he gathered around him, once again, were sports people. So they were there to improve not only young kids in the community, but the community itself. And Guy was one of those people. You know, we have a belief that in each and every kid there's the energy to achieve and be dedicated to sports, but somebody holds that key to unlock that age of enthusiasm. And Guy was one of those people that held that key, not only for sports, but for the seniors, the community, everything in the community and provincially. He will be remembered. He is an icon in sports history. But I know I was talking to somebody, I forget who it was, and they said instead of having the flags at half mast in respect to Guy would probably want those flags flying higher on that pole to significance how proud he was of the regional municipality of Wood Buffalo and Fort McMurray and the province.
Curtis Phillips, a local sports historian for Fort McMurray. Any other thoughts you'd like to share about Guy Boutelier?
I love his humor. He was a funny man, had the opportunity to spend one or two New Year parties with him, and even his parties were extravagant. He was kind of like the Barnum and Bailey of sports, a showman, a doer, an organizer. He got a lot of passionate people around him, like Vaughn Jessam and Bob Campbell, and the list goes on. People, positive people, gravitated to him. He was like a spark of energy, and people like that. People that like to gravitate to people who are doers and achievers, and Guy was that, and he accomplished a lot in a short time. And you know, God bless the man, and just, you know, condolences to his family. And he'll be remembered fondly by many, many, many people.
Lovely words. Curtis Phillips, thank you so much for your time here today.
Okay, take care.
That was our show for today. A big thank you to my guests for joining us to help honor the life of Guy Boutelier. A full week of shows is now in the books here on Fort McMurray Matters. We'll be back Monday with more great content for you, so I hope you can join us for that. Thank you for listening to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Ryan McNally. Have a good day.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this or any past episodes? Download the podcast at play1037.ca. Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.